This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Yes, so sorry about that. Welcome, we are back. We had technical issues in the previous one, but we're back again live talking about the Man United v Leicester fixture. It's a preview today. We're talking about all things that we think is going to happen. You know, United are playing Barcelona tonight, I believe. Is it at Barcelona or is it at United?
It is at Barcelona.
So they've got a big travel to do to see what team they play tonight. Could indicate how they're going to line up against us. I mean, I think they'd be pretty interested in the cup run. Mm-hmm. But it's a tough one going into it, really, because obviously United, they're on very good form. You're saying they've not lost at home in 13 matches. Where do we sit going into it against them?
Well, like I said before, that both teams, it's such a big match because United win, they go 2 points off top. But obviously Leicester won two on the bounce, and we could look into getting three on the bounce. As much as it's going to be a very tough game at Old Trafford, I could still see us getting a draw there. Obviously, after Man City did win yesterday against Arsenal, it's maybe top of the table, very open for any team to get up there now. So going into this game, really, both teams could win, and both teams could easily draw this game.
I guess if you put yourself in United's shoes, they've just seen Man City beat Arsenal, and they're both on the same amount of points right now. So they are going to be In a weird predicament, because they might want to go and win the Premier League, because Man City, again, they've been dropping points, so have Arsenal. The teams around them have been dropping points. United seem to be the only consistent team at the moment. But then again, I did a report the other day. I said we were a bit of a bogey team at the moment because these new signs come in and we're scoring. How do we stop conceding the first 10, 15 minutes against United? Because if we let them break with Rashford or anything, or sit back a little bit harder like we did against Villa, and they take pops at us, they're going to put them away, no doubt.
There's one thing that for me will always gives me such hope into this game, and it's all the signings. Obviously, you got Soutu's come in, and I've not really noticed anything special about him, but he does the basics perfectly. You got Christensen, who we saw after the Spurs game, and especially after Villa, you just saw the clear and confidence in him. It's ridiculous how good he is down the wing and on the defensive side as well. So going into the game, realistically, I can't see there's any fault in the defence. I think you've just got to stop Rashford, because if he starts, he's their main man at the moment. We did it with Kane, we stopped him. Suter did well to stop Kane scoring a goal or even taking a shot. So if we can stop Rashford going for them shots, I think we've got every chance of winning this game.
Yeah, I think, like I said, they've got very good team United do at the moment. They're necessarily not the best bunch of players, but
I will say one thing though: they are missing Casemiro still. That's the biggest factor about them.
Casemiro has been a big miss in the past couple of games. I think, if I don't correct me wrong, I think they might have drawn one or two since he's been out.
Since he's been out, they played Leeds twice and they drew one and won one, but they took a long time to win that last game.
Yeah, so like I say, anything could happen. Really, we've got, again, hopefully no injuries going into this game. Don't think there is any injuries. We've got a lot of attacking threat going you know, up front, Nacho's on fire, Madison's being Madison, you know. Tete, hopefully, you know, can see a little bit more of his magic. We didn't see much of it against Spurs, but that's not...
But that's the thing, you didn't need to. We won 4-1.
He drank two plays out, which allowed Madison to be more creative. It allowed Nacho to be more creative. You know, it allowed us to play a bit more of the football we wanted to by then probably realising he's a good winger and we're going to need to mark him down because he's probably one of the quicker players on that side. So, again, if United do the same kind of thing, I think the thing with United is they're not really going to know how we're going to come and play out because I don't think we really know how we're yet to come and play out because obviously we've played two games with these all this new system and Pereira's could be coming back into the system as well. I wouldn't start him, but I know you're quite fond of him starting against United.
It's a factor for me. Castagne's not been the greatest. Don't get me wrong, he's done well as a cover for the likes of JJ when he's out, and obviously now he's on the right hand side for Pereira because he's been out for a long time now. Now he's back, and if he's fully fit for me, I think he's got to take the place of Castagne. I think he's a bit more attacking, he's better defensively as well. Whereas Castagne's always looking for that backwards pass, whereas for me, Pereira's not going to be. But then again, people are always saying that Pereira's going to be that attacking side of us now. Why don't you try that? Put him in that right back role, right wing back kind of style like Christiansen's been the last few games, and let him run him down the pitch. That's what we need against someone like Rashford. I think that'll be perfect.
I think it'll be I know what you're saying. I enjoy Ricky P and how he plays. I don't think it's the smartest move to play.
I agree with that.
Considering Castagne's been doing pretty fine, I agree with Pereira being a bit more of a right wing back, but again, the system we're playing, we're not going to play with him as a right wing back when Tete's sitting in front of him. He is a better all round player than
again,
Castagne.
Again, sorry to put him, but you see the likes of Christiansen and Barnes playing out defensively, I think, than Castagne is. So you've got both sides of that attacking situation as well.
I agree he was 2 years ago when he was fit.
No, I get that as well.
He's way too injury prone for me to walk straight back into the first team and make a real impact. I think against a team like United, he'll get run around, and I think he'll get himself injured again trying to push himself too hard when he's got, you know, the likes of Rashford and Fernandez pushing him, and you know they've just got a real good quality attack. So I think I'd stick with the same team. Tielemans, I don't think anything's come out of him. He wasn't in the starting 11 yet. He wasn't even on the bench last week. I don't know if he was injured.
I think from what I've heard, he wasn't. He didn't pass the fitness test before the game, so I'm guessing that's why they dropped him out. But is there a reason for that? Is he injured? I'm not too sure. But then again, you've just got to look at the side as well and think, is he really needed at the moment? Because the last two games, what is he? He played against Villa, which did all right, but then you played Mendy. I think you have to start Mendy after the.
I think Mendy did start. If he did have his best performance in the Leicester shirt since signing for us a few years ago. So Mendy starts for me. Drewsville, I think he's been solid. The only reason I don't play Tielemans is he's not a Leicester player after this season. He doesn't want to be here anymore. For me, I know some fans will agree with me, and I know some will say we should play him because he's one of our better players. He's lost interest in playing for Leicester. He's not good enough because no other clubs want to sign him, let's be honest. I think he might sign a 2 or 3 year extension at Leicester at the end of the season, purely because no club's going to want him. I don't think he is quality. I mean, if he's failing a fitness test, you know, midway through a season or over midway through a season, I know we had the World Cup, but you know, I don't see that as someone who's committed to actually being bothered, even as a football player.
Yeah.
If he's failing a minor fitness.
Well, we like Mandy Meadow says there, that I think we will get a gist of what's happening with him in the next maybe few hours or even tomorrow when Rodgers has his press conference. I'm guessing it's tomorrow because obviously the game's Sunday, 2 days before. So we'll know more information on injuries tomorrow, but going away from the game a tiny bit, Rodgers, people had so many different views on him before the last few games. Obviously, I was saying that there had to be some sort of change. I didn't say the word Rodgers out, but what is your take on this situation now? Obviously, he's got the players in that he's got. He's asked for them. He's finally been given them. And we just it's starting to show that what he's been asking for is proving himself.
I mean, yes,
I know it's early signs as well.
That's my main thing, is it's too little of time to judge. Yeah, these three players, they've all been brilliant so far. But we're only two games with them playing. And obviously they've been tough games, don't get me wrong. I wasn't gonna judge these players after these games because I knew that they would be tough anyway for us. They're tough for most sides. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't gonna sit there and, you know, say that they're good or bad, but obviously they've been playing really well, and that's, you can't take that from them. They have been playing really well. From Roger's point of view, I think it's kind of, he's asked for the players, and I think he's got the players in as much as we can expand that team, because we've got so much crap, and excuse my French, but we do have a lot of rubbish sat on the bench, like Sumari, Dak. I mean, I know you love Dak, but you've got to admit he's a
I do agree. Every single game that you see him either start or come on, he's got to start proving himself. And that was the likes of me and Vardy, when every time he came on, people were saying we need Vardy at this point. He's not the same player. He's not going to be running ragged in the 60th minute. He's a quality player to bring on in the late minutes, but I don't think he's going to be able to be the same. Whereas someone like Dak, for me, is a lot younger. He's basically got the same amount of pace, or even maybe more than Vardy. So I expect more of him. And at the moment, he's just not showing it.
Yeah, so like I said, back to Rodgers, he's brought in these three new players. Yeah, obviously brought in Sumer and Dak, and we've all seen that they're not as good as they can be.
Yeah.
So for me, I think we sell and rebuild a bit more. I don't know. Again, it's hard to say if these were Rodgers signings or if they were, if it's Rudkin still or whoever is the senior person signing these players. They do a good job. They've done a good job with these two. They can do mediocre jobs before. You know, we've seen, like I said, Sumari, Vestergaard, Bertrand. I mean, I know we thought Bertrand and Vestergaard might have actually been good depth to the squad, but in the end, they weren't, obviously. So I think it is a bit of a tough one where, if like, how to judge Rodgers on this, because, like I say, it's two games.
But you've got to look at it as well. Like, obviously, you're not going to the game or not, but you've got to, from what you're looking at right now, you're obviously more positive in going to the Man U
100%.
Than you were the last few games. And the likes of the signings, we've got the power playing at the moment. I think we've got 10 times as much ambition coming into this game than we have ever done.
Yeah, I think this is the first time this season it's been confident to watch Leicester. Before the season started, I remember saying we brought in no players at all, and we brought in five, but that's only because we sold the fine for 80 million, literally in the dying days of deadline day. So, you know, when the season started, I was kind of, we came off a rubbish end to the season last season. So yeah, I could just see it carrying on, because literally nothing had changed, no change in managers. And I was saying Rodgers out. Obviously people say, do you backtrack and whatnot? For me, I still don't see enough, you know, of what he has to offer, but I'm not all pinning it down to Rodgers. If he wants to play a certain way, but the board's not giving him money to play that way, I understand where his frustration comes from, but a great manager manages the team he's got, not just the one system that he wants to play. Because if you ask me, if Tete gets injured, we're screwed again. What system?
I do get that. Injured? But then you know what is going to happen. He's going to play the likes of Pratt down there. I don't think he'll risk putting someone like Maddison there anymore. Not when we know he's turned out better when he's central. And we've seen in the last two games, he's been part of the reason why we've won games the last two games. But
won every game this season, I'd say.
Well, yeah, but going into the Man U game again, then, would you be happy with a loss? Obviously, it sounds bad to say that, but if it's a good game, but you lose 2-3-1 or
with a loss, but it's the manager. I wouldn't. Again, it's United. I wouldn't come away from it and say I'm happy we lost. I'd come away and say I'm glad we gave it a try and that we actually did.
But you wouldn't mind if we lost. You wouldn't mind if it was a loss, because obviously you've got the likes of...
It's United. I'm not going expecting anything. Yes. I'm not going even expecting a point, because obviously if you had to play anyone at the moment, you probably wouldn't want to play United, because they are the most on-form team and the most consistently on-form team in the league. So it probably is the toughest game. It's going to be tougher than Arsenal in the following week.
I think that's easier than this game.
Yeah, I think Arsenal's going to... At home, you know, the whole crowd's back in... Than they did against Spurs, it was all boom, and I think we'll do the same against Arsenal. And just, you know, I think I said to you, or I don't know who I said it, I think you said in general before, against Villa up until Arsenal, I'd take 4 points out of those whole teams. So
and you've already, you've already got two more than you
so
expected.
We're already on 6 points, so anything now for me is a bonus. But we should just, it doesn't matter that we're on 6 points, we just need to carry on this pressure. And I could see us picking up another 4 points, really, if we try hard against United to get a draw, and if we try hard, I think we could beat Arsenal, because I think they're on the come down.
Yeah, Jamie says there as well, draw against Man U would be happy, and then going into the Arsenal game, you'd expect, you'd hope a win, wouldn't you? Again, saying hoping for a win against the top of the league pretty much is going to be hard to say, but like you say, the winnable, the way we're playing at the moment, I think we are unbeatable, I guess. Obviously, I know anyone can beat anyone, but the way we're playing in the form we're in at the moment,
I just say the problems still lie with when we were playing before these new signings and before the World Cup, and especially after the World Cup, we would bring these players in. We would play and we'd concede inside the first 15, 20 minutes and we'd completely shut down. But we did the same against Villa and the same against Spurs, but we concede 15, 20 minutes in, which obviously isn't preferred. And we don't shut down.
No, but then you've got to look at the back of the two goals we conceded in the first 20 minutes in the last two games. I think both of them were very, very unfortunate. There weren't defensive errors. It was more, one was a very lucky bounce off the post and they got basically tapping. And the one against Spurs was a corner that
we still conceded, is what I'm just saying. Is
no, I get that. Yeah,
it doesn't matter how the goals go in. However they go in, you're still going to be conceding that goal. So this comment says he fancies it at Old Trafford. Only if the same team plays at Spurs. I think everyone's going to say the same team will play. Again, depends how Rodgers is, because he quite favours Tielemans. He's made him captain for a lot of this season. I don't think that's the right move at all.
I don't agree with that comment. I think we should be playing Tielemans over at Dewsbury. I don't think Dewsbury's been the greatest recently.
Okay. I think he gives more than what Tielemans does.
I just think quality-wise, as much as you say, yes, he might not be a lesser player at the end of the season. I just think we need the quality over the... I don't know what the word is for Dewsbury, but I think we need the quality over St.
Kelvin. I know what you mean, but I just don't see it from...
If we want to be winning games, we've got to have the quality over there.
I know what you mean by saying Tielemans might be a better quality player than Dewsbury, but I have to disagree. I think Tielemans has completely dropped off this season a country mile. I don't think he was the player we saw when we signed. Might had the same problem at Monaco before he signed for us. Because he was too lazy. If you ask me, I mean, I know I'm not the fittest person, but for a football player, he's on a little on the chubbier side. If you ask me, for someone who should be holding the midfield a bit better.
Well, we saw that last year, didn't we? At the end of the season, we saw him getting a bit chubbier, but... Yeah, it's hard. End off with a score prediction, because obviously it's only in a few days' time now. I'm guessing you said you're going with the same team as you did against Southampton. But scoreline, what are you saying?
It's hard to say. I'm going to be honest. Against the United, I think we're going to draw 2-2, which I think's respectable.
Fair enough, yeah.
But I think we're going to go 2-0 down to begin with, and I think we're going to bounce back and score two goals.
That is one. That's what I was going to say just before we end. That is one big thing we've done recently.
Yeah.
The last two games. Obviously, I was going to count in the cup game, but the last two games, which we've never done before this season, we've come back from a losing position and we've drew and won games before. So hopefully, if we go that 1-0 or 2-0 down, we can come back and draw or win a game, but. I'm going to go for 3-2 Leicester. I'm going to think it's going to be an entertaining game. I'm going to be enjoying it while it lasts. And I think we'll nick it at the end. I think we're going to get a 3-2 win. But I'll be happy with a draw. I think anyone will be happy with a draw going into the Old Trafford.
Anyone will be happy with a draw against United at Old Trafford, like you said.
Yeah. Any more comments before we finish? Someone just said, nice to see Phil keeping up with... Keeping the ship afloat while we're doing the video.
Somebody's got to do work.
What else? 1-0 or 1-0 Leicester. And yeah, appreciate you all coming on. Make sure to listen on TalkSport podcast as well. We'll catch you all for the watch along on Sunday. Let's go.
Cheers.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.